The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It saddens me so much to bring you this story. We never hoped this day would come. But Carla, brace yourself.
Girl, what's happening?
Denzel has said that he will appear in Black Panther 3, and that will be one of his last films of his acting career.
Wow.
Lord, blood.
This is devastating right here. This is devastating. It really
is. We need a minute.
What? Because what? We love him so much. What are you saying? What
can, girl, y'all what? Know how many movies he got? Play him back.
Hey, we got 4 years we can do that.
Yeah,
we got 4 years we can run all them back.
All right,
man,
haters.
You can watch movie after movie. I'm telling you right now, if you look at, what was that movie, Eli?
Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli.
Yeah, if you watch a movie like I did, you find something new in it, everything. Because it took the fourth time before I found out he was blind. When y'all told me that, I went back and looked at that movie. I went...
But you received it like it was spoiler alert. Like it was shocking.
Right.
You didn't see that.
What the whole movie was about.
Shooting birds out the end.
You talking about he cold.
Dodging arrows and stuff. I'm looking at this stuff and can't do that. Man, this dude cold. He must be Chinese or something.
So that's why we're going to miss him. All right, Denzel.
What's your favorite Denzel movie, everybody?
Oh, my
Tommy,
God.
What's your favorite Denzel movie?
That's hard, Steve.
Yeah, that really.
I got two. I already know my two.
What? The Book of Eli and what else?
That ain't my favorite, because when I found out he was blind, I was pissed off.
That's how convincing he was.
No, the Oscar should have been Malcolm.
Oh, that's one of my
favorites. Yeah, Malcolm.
Man on Fire.
Man on Fire. I loved Flight.
He said October 11th.
You know, I
October
never saw Flight.
And 13th.
Oh,
yeah, you don't see Flight.
Right there.
Flight?
Yeah, Flight, you got to see Flight.
Where he ain't got pilot. A bad one.
That yeah. And Training Day.
Oh, yeah.
Training Day was classic.
But Mo Better Blue.
Make it Mo Better Blake. Yes, yes. Denzel and Wesley. Mo Better. Yes, sir. Shadow and Bleak. Y'all can stop talking. Mm-hmm. Y'all can stop talking.
Yeah, just everything. Everything.
Everything.
All right, so Denzel told Australia Today that there are very few films, those are his words, quote, very few films left for him. Until then, you can catch Denzel in Gladiator 2. Already saw the trailers for that. It looks really good. Gladiator 2 opening this month, and an adaptation of Shakespeare's Othello. So that's what he has coming up.
I got to see Gladiator 2 because he did because Gladiator was my favorite movie.
Like, Russell
Crowe? The Braveheart. But then Denzel was giving props to the dude that's playing the lead in that. He said, this dude got it, man. Mm. He said he really, really got it. Mm. So I'm looking forward to Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies is when I watch white people run across a field and kill each other. It's just amazing. Cause
what does it do for you?
It's just, you know, when they put them skirts on, they had them kilts on, and they just head across the field running each other. They got like a spike ball with a chain on the end of a stick, and they have an axe. Obviously, these white folks got some weapons, but you got to be right there to kill his ass, though. Ain't too much throwing back in the day. You know, every now and then they had them little catapult things where they throw them balls with the fire on it over the castle wall. It ain't like that. Eventually, we're going to have to storm the gates.
Yeah. That's why we love Game of Thrones.
That's where the white people at the Capitol got that from. They thought their ass was in Braveheart or something. They were storming the gates, but they dumbass did it in the daytime and with all this modern technology. That's not what they did back then, y'all's dumbass. You gonna storm the Capitol like it's a damn castle wall. We got cameras and it's daytime. Stupid ass people. Rioting is a nighttime activity. I'll stand on that, and you should have talked to us. If you was gonna do...
You're on a tangent right now.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're moving on. Yesterday, Ray J made a confusing live video on Instagram Live threatening Pastor Jamal Bryant. I mean, Ray J said, yo, I got nothing but love for Pastor Bryant. Shout out to Jamal Bryant. But if y'all play that interview, somebody getting snatched off the pulpit. Don't play the interview. It's not cleared. It's out of bounds. Me and Pastor Bryant need to talk because the way I was treated was dirty and illegal. I'm telling you right now, we need to work it out because if we don't, it's going to be a problem. That's what Ray J said.
What interview are we talking about?
He didn't give any further details on what he was talking about. Okay, this is Ray J now, and we're still all clueless. But social media was enraged over Ray J and how he threatened a pastor. Ray J, let me say this to you, bro.
Because I got love for Ray J, and I got love for Pastor Jamal. Let me just give Ray J a little heads up. Ray J, quit talking about you gonna snatch these people up just cause they at church. There's some people that go to Pastor Jamal's Brian's church that really just go there. They just attend the church. They ain't really church ass dudes. Now when you run down there to snatch.
One more time. What?
They not really church ass dudes. I'm just telling you, everybody go to church, don't go. Nice. Some of them just attend. Now, when you run to go grab Jamal Bryant, now, I want you to understand there's going to be some people over there that you're going to be a little bit surprised at their reaction.
Uh-huh.
And Ray J, you ain't got no crew like that. You already almost got jumped on by Puffy Kids at damn Halloween party. Now, that right there... clear sign, you're going to wind up on the playground like somebody else we know getting your ass whipped by some children on the playground. I be careful.
That's why he said he didn't want to fight them.
It was a podcast.
So he mess around be on a video.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.